This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with the it's Dandovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 27th day of June, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. 2013. Welcome to Dave Hodges' article at his website, The Common Sense Show. His current article, dated yesterday, is titled, The United Nations is Positioning to Lock Down the United States. I urge you, I absolutely urge you to read his article. I have had private confirmation, independent of Dave Hodges' sources, of a similar nature about the extraordinarily large number of Russian troops inside the United States. So I think you would be well advised to read that article. Prepper tip of the day. I'm going to go more into this my second hour from 8 to 9 Central Time. Communications. You really need radios. You need at least 2, not 1, but 2 AM, FM, shortwave crank-up radios that will operate when the grid is down, and at least 2 scanners, programmable scanner, so you can scan the civilian frequencies, such as your local highway repair crews, the police department, sheriff's department, paramedics, fire department, most of which are still not encrypted. It's unlikely that these highway crews and things like that, auxiliary maintenance crews, will ever be encrypted And you can learn a lot by who's doing what to keep the infrastructure together. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Be sure you get those radios now while you can. I would check out Amazon.com and eBay to find the best pricing on those, on that type of equipment. We do a patient Lorraine in Green Room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. Various biological weapons such as the Ebola and MERS virus, the radiation events at Fukushima, Japan, volcanoes, earthquakes, bizarre weather events, and more. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I'm very upset about what's happening in, what's been reported by Washington State. They noticed that there was an increase in fetal deaths.
Right.
In 2011.
Right, a big spike. Was it a 60% spike?
Yeah, it was a big spike. And it seems to have dropped back to, below the high anyway, in 2012, but I'm sure they'll keep reporting it. Now, this is from Washington State, and they have published it because they formed a committee to study it because,
right.
Because this was in 2011, and Fukushima happened in March 2011. And we had that plume of radioactivity that came across the Pacific Ocean, and it contaminated the west coast of the United States. We do not have similar reports from the state of Oregon or the state of California.
Right.
And we know that the plume not only went up the coast, the west coast of the United States, but also across the southern part of Canada and the northern part of the United States and into Chicago, and from there out through the New York area and across the Atlantic to Great Britain. Now, not as much radiation went that far. A lot of it was dumped along the west coast of the United States, and we have several studies, notably a study by French people, French scientists who actually have produced charts and graphs showing the concentration of these toxic materials, specifically cesium-137.
Right.
And they use that as a marker for strontium-90. Cesium-137 is easier to measure because it gives out a beta, and then a gamma, and you can measure the gamma. The gamma occurs 2.5 minutes after the beta occurs. And
so if the cesium is present in certain amounts, you know that the strontium-90 is present also. That's one goes with the other.
If it comes from a fissionable reaction, from a fission reaction.
Okay.
Yes. And at first they were saying, no, there's no fission involved, but you don't get cesium-137 unless there was fission involved. I mean, you just, unless they have laboratories over there.
Right.
And this was a Fukushima event. All right. Well, so they put out this report, and this report is babies and fetus. The women either lost their fetuses through spontaneous abortion or they had miscarriages. Or some of these babies were carried to term and they had no brains or they had just a primitive brain. And most of them died. Maybe a few of them lived. And it was such a concern. Now, they do have a map, they say, but they're not publishing it to protect the privacy of the women involved.
Why would a map of where these birth defects are taking place, how could that reveal the identity of these women? I'm not making a connection there.
Well, that's their rationale for not publishing the map.
No, that's not why they're not doing it, because they don't want to destroy the economy. That's why they're not doing it.
Well, this is a terrible thing that has happened as during the year 2011. Now, they did look into whether Hanford was responsible. Yeah, because they have seen a recent clustering of birth defects in the Yakima Valley and the Columbia Basin. But they don't think that that radiation from Hanford could have exposed most or all the women with these pregnancies where there was no brain or just a primitive brain.
How do you pronounce that word, A-N-E-N-C-E-P-H-A-L-Y?
Anencephaly.
Anencephaly. Anencephaly. All right.
Anencephaly.
That's the condition. Part of the brain gone, or all the brain gone.
Yes.
Anyway, we have a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen. June. Cover 6 Gear Holsters makes holsters for the Colt 1911 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, Beretta, Browning, Bursa, CZ USA, Glock, H&K, Smith & Wesson, Carr Arms, Ruger, Caltech, Springfield Armory, Sig Sauer, Taurus, Walther, Steyr. It's quite a collection that they have custom-made holsters for. It's a system of holsters. It's not just a holster. You buy the one platform, which is handcrafted, a very high-quality, thick leather, handcrafted one at a time by Amish craftsmen. And then you buy the different Kydex shells that you can mount on this platform and change out as you need to. So it's, you're not buying just buying a holster, you're buying a system that will allow you to give a lot of, get a lot of flexibility to change out those shells as you change whatever pistol you might be carrying for whatever assignment or duty might be called for. You get all the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. The auto line, if you want to place your order on the telephone, is 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. We're talking about the radiation event from Fukushima and these horrendous birth defects that women have been experiencing in Washington State. And most likely in Oregon and California, although they did, Oregon and California did not and have a committee appointed to look into this and publish a report, did they?
Well, I think that this was probably reported by Washington State because of the presence of Hanford.
Okay.
And they wanted to, Hanford would want to make sure that they weren't involved.
All right.
I mean, they like to point the finger at Fukushima, let's put it that
of course.
Way.
Of course, that's understandable.
I mean, we don't want to think that we're diminishing our fertility by our own actions. We'd like to be able to...
Well, that's not, is that even addressed? Is the fertility just dropping itself without with women not even becoming pregnant?
What they did was they ruled out occupational and residential pesticide exposure, nitrates in the drinking water, radiation from the Hanford nuclear facility, and radiation from Fukushima release.
Okay.
But, so we just have a coincidence then. Or somebody.
They ruled out radiation from Fukushima as a cause for this?
Yes, what they said was...
How can I, go ahead.
Radiation from Fukushima. NSF-only affected pregnancies were confirmed prior to Fukushima release in 2011 and continued after. No reported increase in these birth defects after the Fukushima release along the west coast of the United States. So it doesn't say how long after, but in 2012 the rate seemed to drop back to what it was before. But it could just be, well, I think there must be a reason for it. And it certainly marks a decrease in the fertility of our women, our childbearing, those women of childbearing age. And so I want to again reiterate what I've said before, if it's okay with you, John.
Yes, please.
And I send out an email in 2013, so about 6 months ago, and I'm saying that men who want to be sure that their women don't... Now, okay, let me tie in strontium 90. They measured cesium-137. They found it along the coast, the west coast of the United States. And from that, we can infer that there was strontium 90 because both are produced through a fission event. And strontium 90 is absorbed by the body as calcium would be. It thinks it's calcium, and it just absorbs during the digestive process. It will absorb strontium 90 and put it where it thinks calcium belongs. So it'll put it in the milk-producing organs.
Bones and teeth, yes.
The bones and any place else that calcium goes. Now, women have a larger pelvic gibbet girdle than men, and it's called the cradle of mankind. And what happens is that the strontium 90 will be deposited in the bones that form this pelvic girdle. And strontium 90 is a very serious radioactive contaminant because it yields a daughter, 90 yttrium 39, with a high beta. And then 64 hours later, half-life, there'll be another high beta that will produce Remstrahlung X-rays. And those X-rays are they're very damaging. They're very strong. They're very damaging. In fact, doctor, medical facilities have special rooms for women who have strontium 90 in them.
Really?
So, oh yes. I mean, you cannot. For instance, you cannot. Normally, you know, when they put a lead apron over you when they do your dental x-rays.
Right.
if a woman has strontium 90 and it decays, that lead apron will send out these Bremsstrahlung, I'm never good at German, Bremsstrahlung x-rays into the people around her.
So it bounce off the lead and then become a hazard to other people in nearby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying is that if a man wants to be sure that he's going to have healthy offspring, and I know this sounds very, well.
We'll just say that. Yeah, well,
yeah,
it need to be
very crude.
Whatever, get the word out. Let's just get
it. There are ways to measure whether a woman has strontium 90 in her pelvic girdle. And there are self-developing films or even films that don't have to be developed at all. And these films are used for non-destructive testing in the industry. And so they, especially Fujifilm, has an X-ray film that you can get it in different sizes. You can get an 8x10 or a 10x14 or a roll.
Uh-huh.
And what I would like to suggest is that chiropractors get some of this, put it down on the table when they're doing an adjustment. Put it on. You can even put it under the cushion because the beta and the X-rays are so strong. And you know, if it's a half hour adjustment, you may catch a decay on that film. And then you will know to warn that person that they need to consider their fertility if they're planning on having children.
You mean consider not having a baby, not getting pregnant?
Yes.
Right. Well, that would be a wise thing to do, in my opinion, is the tragedy of having a child that's not healthy and has these various effects, part of the brain gone. You know, if you can avoid that, that certainly would be a wise thing to do.
Well, that would be one way that the medical community could help find those, I mean, pardon this, expose those women who might have fertility problems. Now, if you're a man who wants to have healthy offspring, and what man doesn't want a healthy young son or grandson in your case, you can use this is a girdle for a woman to wear while she sleeps.
Okay.
And then look at it in the morning and see if there's any exposure.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. We got a break. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a "what coup" attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, that's the gentleman. It's been more than 40 years ago. Freeze-dried guy was serving in Special Forces, and he would go out on missions and have freeze-dried food and long-range patrol rations, and it occurred to him, man, this stuff's so good, I bet I could sell this. Nobody was selling it to the public. He became the first company to sell freeze-dried food to the public with Mountain House. And, of course, now he's got long-range patrol rations also, at least for the time being. The manufacturer's overrun, probably the last manufacturer's overrun for 3 to 5 years. They're moving out. Here's what's left in inventory: spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef. Let's see, sold out. Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, sold out, sold out, sold out. And granola with blueberries. You can get the nutritional facts, the cost per case, delivered to your door, to the lower 48, at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll free our line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. Also, I want to mention my friend Tim Spencer and his wonderful resource that you can get your hands on for just about $50, $49.95. More than 1,100 military field manuals, military technical manuals, correspondence courses, and more. The flash drive that he sells There's a link on my website, thelibertyman.com. It's a great resource and a tremendous increase in your library for preparedness. We're visiting with Miss Ann Morrison. We're talking about radiation and how it affects human beings. And we've got three callers on hold here. Let's just move through these callers. First, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann.
Glenn. Go ahead.
Hi. John, I have a different question for you, but first on what Ann's talking about with radiation, I would suggest that the leaders of the 400-plus municipalities that have accepted surplus armored military vehicles from the federal government get themselves an Inspector Plus or some other such similar radiation detector and check these vehicles out for radiation. If they were parked here in the U.S., that's one thing, but if they were operated abroad in Iraq or Afghanistan, they were operating in badly environments badly contaminated by depleted uranium, and if they don't want their SWAT team members getting testicular cancer or having children with birth defects, they might want to check out these vehicles, and if they glow in the dark, they might just want to hand the keys back over to the Fed and say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, there was a team of men assigned to clean tanks that were used in Iraq. Every one of them, except for one, I believe, got cancer and died. So it's a very clear threat there, Glenn, and we do thank you for your call.
Well, I do have another question for you, John, going into the weekend. It's a bit off topic, but given I've heard several reports this week of a possibility that in the lull of this supposed truce in Iraq, in Ukraine, to which no one is apparently adhering perfectly, that Poroshenko is massing armor, APCs, artillery, and troops for massive mechanized assault on Slavyansk. I'm just curious as to whether you've heard anything that either confirms or refutes this notion.
I have not heard anything that confirms or refutes that, Glenn. Unfortunately, I have not yet. I may get a call or look at something over the weekend. The smart thing for any general to do during a ceasefire is to consolidate, rearm, retrain, and refresh your troops and get ready for the next battle.
Right. Well, they can't establish air superiority because their helicopters keep getting taken down, and I can imagine that's annoying him quite a lot. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Sure. Thank you. We go to James in Oklahoma. Good morning, James. James, you're on the air. Hello, James.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead, James.
I got a question about your second program. Is there a call-in number so we can listen on the phones?
Yes. It's area code 516-387-1823.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I got one more question. Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I was listening to a program on Trader News, and they had a papa known. His name was Henry Gruber, and he said that people need to leave California because of what's going over there in Japan.
Right. Well, there's been, according to Professor McKinney, the powers that be have been blocking rainstorms coming in from the Pacific into the West Coast. They didn't do that in 2011 when we had this big spike, and I don't know when they got started, but apparently now they're blocking, and that's why it's so dry in California. They're blocking that radiation coming in from the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
So maybe it's not as urgent to leave there as you might think.
Okay.
Thank you,
James. See you later.
Appreciate the call. Next, we go to Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes. On this issue of radiation, it seems to me, John, if you just put some logic and thinking to this, it's like who in their right mind would proliferate nuclear reactors throughout the world, especially in Japan, where you're on a fault line there, like tremendously, and. So but when you go deep into it, you find out that from what I researched, is that the reason why they created these reactors for power, of course, they have these evildoers have multiplicity of purpose with whatever they do.
Right.
So what they do, the side benefit, is it creates weapons-grade plutonium that they can use for weapons. For what do they call them? Oh, yeah, war. Yeah, that we really need nuclear reactors in the world. But I also wanted to ask you and your guest about this glyphosate. This glyphosate, which is what Roundup, Ready Roundup, is all about. And isn't that an interesting name, John? Roundup, they call this, you know, Monsanto calls their product Roundup. Does that give us a clue? I mean, these guys are jokers on high. They think they're really funny. But they would name their product Roundup. But anyway, the glyphosate, it seems to me, this is some bad, bad stuff. Because it, to me, my understanding is that it compromises our immune system, but it also, to me, this just came to me the other day. What if it's actually altering our DNA, or actually what you might call I'm going to call it a DNA interrupter, which actually interferes with our ability to heal, our ability to soulfully connect with all of life on planet Earth when we sleep during REM. And anyway, I'm bringing this up because Monsanto happens to be right down the road from where you live, and I was wondering, is there like a big secrecy around the facility there, in being that the headquarters is in the United States and it is in Creve Coeur, Missouri? And I'll go off there to listen to your.
What's that? Restate your question, please, real quick.
About Monsanto, being that it's down the road from you, yeah. Being that you've lived there for some time. Is it like a big conspiracy secret about the whole facility there, and is it highly protected, and is it like hush hush, and the local law enforcement's been told to stay away, or what's your?
Okay, well, I used to live almost walking distance from their campus there in Creve Coeur, and I've been by there hundreds of times. In fact, the investigative agency that I worked for off and on from 1973 until about year 2000, 2002. They did a security event there with the board of directors at Monsanto to demonstrate that their security was pretty, and we're talking about in the 1970s, by the way, that their security was pretty loose. And they did a dramatic upgrade in their security after that event. I won't describe it; serve no purpose here. But the campus, driving past it, there's no fence, visible security cameras of any consequence. Security is there, and security is in place, but it's not all that visible. There are tunnels going back and forth between different parts of the campus. And there was some discussion recently about them moving their corporate headquarters. I haven't really paid much attention to it.
And they decided not to.
Oh, they did decide not to? Okay. I am personally acquainted with people who have and still work for Monsanto. You can't, it's almost like Boeing. You cannot live in St. Louis, Missouri and not know people who work for Anheuser-Busch, Boeing, or Monsanto because it's a huge, huge payroll.
I hate to interrupt you, but how can anybody in their right mind work for that evil organization? Because, I mean, they created Agent Orange. Is that correct?
They did. And here's our break.
Thank you,
okay.
John.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mark. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 27th day of June. My second hour begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. We'll be talking about preparedness. We'll be talking about communications. There's a link to listen on my website, thelibertyman.com. And the energy cleaner, a great way to have better sleep, wake up pain-free, with more physical energy, more mental energy. I use mine every night. I'll be draining my very large concrete swimming pool today, getting out the fire hose, 2-inch fire hose, and flushing it out, and then begin some repairs on the concrete. No doubt tonight I'll have some minor aches and pains. I'll go to sleep on energy cleaner, wake up tomorrow morning, ready to jump back in there. I got a concealed carry class tomorrow. The energy cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can read up on the research and development of how it came to be at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can order it from my website, thelibertyman.com. If you want to place your order on the telephone, the order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we're down to the last 8 minutes or so here. We've covered the Fukushima radiation event pretty extensively. There was a TV show it's screened, I think, Wednesday, talking about Ebola and rabies combined. Very scary stuff, isn't it?
Very, very scary. Biological warfare is got people working in it. I mean, that's the way to cull the population. And, you know, I just want to mention that in this report that the state of Washington published, that they did not look at whether the women had strontium in their bones. So, and if they do have strontium, the half-life of strontium is 30 years. So essentially they would be non-fertile for their whole lives. You know, it wouldn't just be a one-time thing. It wouldn't be like they drank poison or pesticide or something and had these defects. I do want to mention that I had sent out an email that said that they thought they had a case of the West Africa Ebola in Spain. They have decided that they don't have it in Spain.
And, okay.
So they have something. I mean, this guy was, but there's a lot of diseases that cause hemorrhaging and death. So, and a lot of them start in Africa.
Right.
Now, one reason I don't like to tell people how many cases there are is because the number of cases keeps changing. Sierra Leone recently said, well, we don't want the World Health Organization to count the number of people infected or the number of people who died by the method that they were doing it. We just want to count those that are laboratory confirmed. Well, the number of laboratories in Sierra Leone is not sufficient. I mean, they're probably looking at 1,000 cases, contact cases, and they don't have the laboratories to confirm the Ebola cases. So if you don't confirm them, then you don't count them, according to Sierra
right.
Leone.
Right.
And the World Health Organization agreed with them, and they have a statement here. Who has to bow to the wishes of its member states? Although the new international health regulations are supposed to oblige countries to report outbreaks of disease that have international implications, but they do not specify the basis on which case numbers should be reported. So this really, what happened then was they reduced the number of cases in Sierra Leone, the number of deaths from Ebola, and as it turns out, now they have 100% case fatality rate. Before they had like a 50% case fatality rate. So now it's 100% there's fewer reported, but all of them died. I mean, if it was reported by the laboratory, if it were confirmed by the laboratory. I just wanted people to know that this is not science. This has a lot to do with politics. Previously, WHO reported probable and suspected deaths, but now only laboratory-confirmed cases will be reported. And they reduced the cases in Sierra Leone from 58 to 34. But of those 34, all of them died.
Right.
Now, the World Health Organization does not recommend any travel or trade restrictions to be applied to Guinea, Liberia, or Sierra Leone. We did have this scare where we thought somebody had gotten into Spain, but apparently he wasn't. So the total number of cases is subject to change due to reclassification, retrospective investigation, consolidation of cases in laboratory data, and enhanced surveillance. So just keep that in mind, that this is not a science. I mean, it sells itself as a science, but because of the politics involved, it isn't.
Right.
Now, I have some statistics on the MERS coronavirus. About 70% of them are Saudi nationals, and 30% are non-Saudi nationals. The median age for the cases is 41 years, but the range, and it's really the range that you need to look at, is from 3 months to 89 years. And 57% are males. Now, I'm surprised that that number isn't bigger, because it's the males in Saudi Arabia who are more active. They're out in the streets.
Right.
They go to the public meetings. They gather in cafes. They smoke right. their, they don't call it pot over there. I forget what they call it. But they have the hookahs. They have
right.
the hookahs. So they're smoking something.
Right.
So and the women don't do those things. I mean, they may go to the market with a male companion. I mean, with a relative, male relative. But other than that, they aren't out and about and part of the society of Saudi Arabia. So I'm surprised that there are so many women who are getting MERS coronavirus. 37% are healthcare workers, and that means that their healthcare is sloppy because they are not protecting the healthcare workers from the MERS coronavirus. 19 were reported as asymptomatic, and 23 were reported as having symptoms. So that mm-hmm. means there are carriers, and we've seen cases where healthcare workers have returned to the Philippines, for instance, and then developed MERS coronavirus, and I hope that over there they're tracking them. I don't know what they're doing. Let's see. The final outcome for healthcare workers, 39, this is out of 113 cases, 39 right. recovered, one is still hospitalized, and two died. So that may give you a little better idea of who is being affected. The range from 3 months to 89 years is very long. I mean, that's practically everybody in the society.
Right, right, it is. That's the entire spectrum, yes.
Yeah. There is a novel subclade clade is like a variety of the MERS coronavirus. And we know that Riyadh has a subclade, and Jeddah has a subclade, and the one that's coming out of Jeddah is more virulent than the one coming out of Riyadh. Well, there's another novel subclade, and it's in Medina, and we know that they just finished the pilgrimage for Umrah, and Ramadan is going to be starting, I think, in July. Ramadan draws a lot of people. That's where they don't eat all day, and
right.
then they have a big banquet at night
right.
in the presence of all their relatives. And so there's a lot of pilgrims. They go into the Middle East, a lot of Muslims, and from every country on the earth. And then at the end of Ramadan, or sometime during that month, they'll return home. They have not implemented airport screening for the MERS coronavirus, and in fact, Saudi Arabia is not even diagnosing it. Oh, my goodness. John, we're through.
We're out of time. We'll do some radio later in the day with Dr. Eagle on Genesis. Thank you, Ann.
Hey, thank you, John.
That's it for today. That's it for the week on this show. I'll be back in an hour on Blog Talk. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Get your medical equipment, your energy cleaner now while you can, and your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend, and God bless America.